Welcome to the Level Up Podcast. I'm your host, Paul Alex. I went from being a cop to an eight-figure entrepreneur that helps average people like you and me make money every single day. I created this podcast to help you get motivated and to crush your goals. Let's win together. Remember, I have your six. Get ready to level up right now. Hey guys, and welcome to the Level Up Podcast. My name is Paul Alex, and I'm here to interview Gianni Santino. Gianni Santino has a very interesting background, very similar to how I used to be a former detective in law enforcement for past 7 years, guys. Gianni was an East Coast copper. He was a cop, and he was able to transition to a digital nomad closer, guys. So now this guy travels the world. He goes to Colombia, Miami, I mean, absolutely everywhere. And he's able to go ahead and close deal remotely for a lot of different digital companies out there. Gianni, how you doing today, brother?
I'm doing great, man. It's great to finally be on the Level Up Podcast, man.
Yeah, dude. I mean, it's great to have you here, man. I mean, I know you moved to Miami. Like, how long ago has it been?
It's been about a year now that I moved to Miami.
How are you liking Miami now?
Oh, dude, the weather. I mean, every day feels like a movie. Like you're in Grand Theft Auto or something, man. The new Grand Theft Auto out there, right?
This guy's in Grand Theft Auto. Emilio's like, what the hell?
especially on the highways. No, but it's good. I love it. The schools are super great.
Yeah.
Biggest thing, man, weather. We were just tired of the snow, man.
Yeah.
When I know you're a West Coast cat, but over on the East Coast, man, especially Northeast, ton of snow. So we were just tired of it and finally decided to make the move out here, man.
No, I love it, dude. I love it. So let's dive right into the background, bro. So essentially, you were a cop. How long were you a cop for?
So I was a police officer for a total of 7 years, man.
Oh, wow. Okay, so very close to how I was in police for 7 years in Oakland, California.
Exactly.
Okay, awesome. And then, so you got into the police world. I mean, dude, tell them some badass stories. No, I'm just kidding. But no. So
those are classified down.
Okay, like, I guess for first responders watching right now, you guys are probably thinking like, dude, another first responder goes into this digital marketing game. How is this possible, right? So break down the story how you were to go from like basically the last year in your cop career and then the transition. Like, what exactly pushed you to go into basically digital remote sales? What you're doing right now?
Yeah, that's a great question, brother. So to get into it, guys, my last year as a police officer, let's just say this, a lot of changes on the political landscape. I'm not going to get into that, but stuff changes all the time when you're a cop. One day you could be doing something, the next day, you know, you're supposed to do it a different way. So changes in policy, all that stuff. And not only that, I wasn't working as much overtime. Now, for all my law enforcement peeps out there, you guys already know, we live and die by the overtime. Ain't nobody living off $55K a year. It ain't happening. So we have to work that overtime. So once that overtime got cut off, and guys, I'll be straight up with you. All of that, man, was so much pressure. And I was like, you all know what? That on top of barely spending any time with my family. Because guess what? Most apartments out there are super understaffed. Like, they're literally hiring people that have felonies. They're like, was it committed with a gun or not? Okay, come on in. You know, so they're giving out bonuses. We're super low on numbers. And at that time, I was just like, you all know what? I have to make a drastic change. And the biggest reason also, and I know you could, you'd probably chime in on this a little bit too, Paul, is since you're West Coast and I'm over on the East Coast, is most police officers, been when they retire around 55, 60 years old, guys, they don't have a long shelf life. Let's keep it real. The GoFundMes, all that, all the funerals and stuff I was seeing. So I was doing the math and I'm like, if I got another 20 years to do here and all the veteran officers that are actually getting their pension are not lasting that long due to medical complications. Guys, I got to find something else. Literally, my life depends on it. So I had to take drastic measures. And that last year, and you know, thanks to my mentor, for those of you that don't know, it's actually my man over here to my left, Paul, right? Coming from a similar background, right? Right? He actually reached out to me probably about 3 years before that, right? And he says this all the time, guys, and it's literally no joke. Your network equals your net worth. We were actually in similar Facebook forums, and he would hit me up, and I had no idea the guy was a cop. He was, like, incognito. I was like, oh, this dude must be, like, you know, some California model out there with a surfboard or something. And he was like, hey, bro, I'm actually a cop. I'd love for you to come on over. Why? Because of work ethic, right? We're used to working 18-hour days like nothing. So he reached out to me, and I was still in that 9-to-5 mindset where I have like my clock on when I'm getting my pension. And I'm just like, hey, you wanna know what? This is a guaranteed paycheck, so I'm gonna play the safe route. But ultimately, guys, the biggest deciding factor was once I started having kids and I just needed to spend more time with them. All the money in the world doesn't matter. The biggest thing nowadays are actually experiences. So guess what? I'd be in my patrol car watching my wife literally FaceTime me as my daughter's going to the dentist for the first time, she's walking for the first time, and I'm parked up behind a school watching all this. So ultimately, man, that's when I was like, hey, I need to take a dramatic step. And I looked up to you, man. I saw how you made that pivot from being in a very prestigious unit to actually digital nomad life yourself, man.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's pretty tough. It's pretty tough to go ahead and transition from 9-to-5, talking to people face-to-face, because we're old school millennials, right?
Exactly.
I mean, I'm 36. How old are you?
35, man.
35. Yep. Dude, you're like right there, right? But like, you know, you got to think our generation is a lot different from the generation that right now is scrolling through Instagram. Probably listen to this podcast. No disrespect, guys, but we love you. And at the end of the day, like, it's just weird to sit behind a computer and have conversations with thousands and thousands of people. So when I transitioned, as you guys know, my very first business was with automated teller machines. Mm-hmm. And that was the group that essentially, you know, I met Gianni, and Gianni was one of the, like, I guess the, like, were you a moderator in one of the groups, dude? Or like, you were just,
dude,
well known. Everybody
just,
knew you.
Guys, I was just like a little happy helper. Like, somebody would ask a question. And even inside Paul's group, ATM Together, one of the guys there named Hugh thought I worked for Paul, because I would literally pop up and be like, no, you do this. You're doing it the wrong way.
Yeah.
But, guys, I was just active, right? And I had a lot of time on my hands.
Yeah, so, I mean, that goes back to, like, adding value, right? Because a lot of people, I get hit up, like, hundreds of messages every week asking, like, for a job. Specifically right now, because, you know, there's a lot of programs out there that are trying to help people become digital closers, digital appointment setters, mm-hmm. Just VAs, and we get hundreds of them a week, dude. It's insane. So it comes to a point where, like, okay, how do you go ahead and choose who you want to work for you? Because there's literally hundreds of people out there looking to work from home and to make a lot of money like what you're making right now. So essentially, when I reached out to Gianni, guys, I mean, it was cool because I saw Gianni's work ethic. He was an expert in automated teller machines because he did that as a side hustle. And I was just like, dude, you're going to relate so much to my audience who I'm serving. And it was a great fit, man. So walk us through essentially like your first year, bro. Like your first year when you started doing remote closing, essentially. And you were behind the scenes, you were transitioning from being the police, and like, let's talk about like what people thought, like your wife, like your family, like what did they think initially when you first told them that you were going to start making money from the computer?
Oh, dude, man, they thought I was nuts. Like, they thought I was absolutely nuts. Now, kind of like what Paul mentioned earlier, we come from the old school, right, where we didn't jump on the computer and see all these opportunities out there. We grew up, right, as millennials thinking, hey, we're gonna work 9-to-5, get a good job, and continue doing that till we retire and go to Florida, right? We kind of fast forwarded that part, getting to Florida, because we're already here. But basically, everybody thought I was nuts. My grandparents, who are super old school, they're Colombian American, immigrated here from the 70s, worked their entire lives. They thought I was nuts, because to them, the computer was like some like Harry Potter stuff. Like, they didn't understand it. They could barely work the remote, guys. Like, I had to teach them how to program the remote and all that. So when I told them I was going to be working for my computer, they were like, what the hell are you doing? You're a cop. It's, you know, it's very prestigious. And before that, I was in the Marines. So they were always used to seeing me in uniform. And they're like, what the hell are you doing now? Why are you wearing this funny polo? And you're over here in front of a camera talking to people. But ultimately, guys, it serves the same purpose as being in the military or in law enforcement. You're literally helping and serving people. To this day, I get messages on my phone, people thanking me for helping them, right, get involved with Paul's company, ATM Together. Why? Because guess what? People can't work 24/7. If you could have a machine, real estate, whatever it is, make that money for you, and somebody could help you do that a lot quicker, it's a win-win. So same as my military and law enforcement background, going online just made sense, being a digital nomad, because I'm still serving people, which is what I love to do. Most of my life has been in the service, whether military or law enforcement, and this was just the same thing. I'm still talking to people. I'm helping them overcome their fears, and guess what? Once you overcome that fear, you're able to do anything you want. You just got to believe in yourself. Now, after I started, right, nobody believed in me. Let's keep it real. Whenever you start something, you're the guinea pig. Nobody sees an opportunity till it's actually producing some type of money. So when I first started, I started making a couple $1,000. I'm like, damn, Paul's actually right. And guys, Paul was, you know, pumping me up. He's like, dude, you're really good at talking to people. You're gonna do great. But guess what? I actually reached out to the company's top performer, this young kid named Hugh. He was around like 20 years old. Guy's flying around everywhere. He's got Rolex watches. And I wanted to basically emulate that and continue learning. And that's one big thing about being in the online space is you cannot have an ego. If Paul comes up to me or somebody from the company, even if they're 20 years old and I'm 35, and they're like, hey, dude, try this. Guess what? If it's going to make me $1,000, which is ultimately why we're doing this, to serve people, and guess what? Make an income off of it, because you can. And you can work from anywhere, which is the best part. But ultimately, you can't have an ego. I sought help from him. I reached out to Paul as well. I got that mentorship, and then it got me to where I am today. Because realistically, guys, most digital nomads burn out. It's just the way it is. Within that first year, it's the toughest. So that first year, as I was transitioning, man, was super tough. You know, I was pounding energy drinks, drinking coffee, but I was able to learn and master that craft and that skill. And then now, man, I could help other people do that. So it's a perfect fit.
No, I love it, man. So let's go into like exactly your transition and your mindset, because that's the first thing that we tackle here at the Level Up Podcast, man. It's the mindset. And that's the main reason why I even started this podcast, to help literally millions of people with their mindset, because their mindset is the number one thing that stops everybody from building wealth or building generational wealth or helping out their family or their wife or whatever it is that they're trying to do in life, right? So in the beginning stages, when you were first starting this, were there days that you wanted to quit, dude? Like, were there days where you're just like, I just don't get it? And then ultimately, what was that one, I guess you could say, day where you were just like, I get it. Like, I finally can do this.
Right. Yeah, great question, man. Yeah, so mindset is super important. Now, I'm not going to lie to you guys and be like, hey, every day I was waking up chipper, I'm working remote, I'm hopping on my computer, I'm having a blast. Hell no. Why? Because you're dealing with rejection. It's more mental. Nobody likes dealing with rejection. I'm sure we could all remember, or for those of you out, those young guns out there still hitting up the clubs, you ask individuals for their numbers. You're most likely getting shot down 99% of the time, right? You're getting back in your car, you're listening to some emo music, and you're like, damn, you know, I really wanted that person's number. Guess what? You're dealing with that multiple times a day from the comfort of your home, and you got to overcome that. And the way you overcome it is by getting better, because ultimately there's something that you could do that you have in control of. And that's the way that you're presenting value to the individual that's seeking your help, right? So as I started, there was plenty of days where I wanted to quit. But what I told myself is, hey, it could always be worse. One, I'm not getting shot at. Two, I'm not doing 18 hours. Three, I'm in air conditioning. All that stuff you have to like take into account, because I was used to, right, being out in the streets. You know, I was deployed to Afghanistan and all that with no running water. So once you take that into account and you're like, hey, I'm at my house, I'm in an office building right now, I just need to master this craft and I can get better and make more money. Now, where it finally clicked, where I'm getting it, is once I sought out a mentor. Literally, this Australian kid that works for the company, I sought him out. I'd be getting up at 3 a.m, hopping on calls with him to learn. Why? Because he's already making $15,000, $30,000 a month. So guess what? If somebody's making that money, don't you think it's behoove of you to reach out to them? And what do I mean by that? Think about when you guys have a business class. Let's keep it real, guys. Most likely your professor in a business class probably drives like a Buick LeSabre and has never even opened up a business. If I see a dude in a Lambo, a McLaren, and he runs a business, maybe they know a thing or two. I don't know, guys. Maybe that's just me. So I sought out his help. And the first time where it really clicked, Paul, is once I got my first big boy check, which is what Paul told me. He was like, dude, you'll be making 15K in no time. Now, did I make that overnight? Hell no. Right? But that first check that I saw a wire hit for $15,000 in my account, dude, I thought I did like something I wasn't supposed to do. I've never seen that amount of money at one time hit my account, even working all the overtime as a police officer. So once I hit that, and I was like, wait a second, this is going good. 15K, guys, that's real good money right there. So that's where I really focused in, and I was like, hey, I need to hone in on my craft, which is being a remote consultant and help individuals, right, that want to do something that scares them, right? Let's keep it real. Opening up a business for yourself is scary. Just like when you went to high school for the first time, you had those butterflies in your stomach. Then by mid-semester, you're wearing flip-flops and skipping school and having a blast, right? Same thing when it comes to business or anything. So once I started making real money in it, man, and I was really helping people and they were thanking me, that's where I was like, hey, I found my passion and I want to continue doing this. Not just for the monetary part of it, but because of the fact that I'm continuing to help people. And that's what I really enjoy doing. And if you can find something that you're passionate about and you can do and not even worry about the money will just come in after that, which is what exactly happened here.
I love that, Gianni. I love that. So let's dive into like more of what people can expect if, like, let's say, for example, I was still working for the police or government job or whatever, right? And I was looking to be a digital nomad. I was looking to work from home. What exactly am I going to be like, I guess you could say, what is going to be the transition, dude? Like, because 15K a month, that's good money. That's solid money, you know? But a lot of people are probably going to be wondering like, okay, well, for 15K, how many hours are you spending? Right. How time intensive, mentally taxing? What can you do to prepare? I mean, there's a million questions out there, dude. So like, let's start with this question first and just answer this question. And then we can just break it down step by step for the viewer watching this. Okay. What is the least amount you've ever made and what's the most amount you ever made?
Yeah. So the least amount I made is when I first started off, brought in a cool $5,000.
Okay. And what's the most?
The most I made was $30,000 in 1 month.
Okay, and that's great money. I mean, there's people right now that are like, $5,000, I'll take that all day.
Oh, hell yeah.
All right, cool. So at the $5,000 level, okay, let's say somebody right now is watching and they're like, dude, you know, I grind freaking 40 hours and I barely make $2,500. I want $5,000 to work from home. How much time does somebody realistically have to contribute to make $5,000?
Literally, while I was making that, guys, I was working 3 to 4 hours a day.
Okay. So, guys, that's 3 to 4 hours a day to make $5,000 a month. Now, what was your closing ratio during that time? Do you remember?
During that time, it was about, keep in mind, guys, I was newer, so don't come at me. It was gonna about 25%.
Okay, 25%. I mean, the industry average, guys, across the board, no matter what digital offer, no matter what offer or service you're providing online, it's about 30%. That's the average across the board with the best closers out there, the best consultants. So 25% for a rookie, it's not that bad, dude.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, okay. Now let's get to the big boy question. Big boy question is you made $30,000. You're probably feeling like a champ.
Oh yeah.
And how much time did you really invest to make that $30,000?
Now guys, the biggest thing is when I made the $30,000, the product and the service that I was doing, I was getting a lot more money in commission. I'm talking about like $3,000 for about 1 hour of work talking to somebody. So realistically, right, that's about 10 clients right there. Now, kind of like what Paul was saying, industry average is about 30% closing ratio. I know there's a bunch of quote unquote gurus out there that, you know, 90%, 100%. Guys, let's keep it real here, right? It's about 30%. So realistically, I was doing that working about 6 hours just because it was a very niche offer for specific individuals. It wasn't for everybody, and that's fine. And that's part of being digital nomad. Not all money is good money, guys. You have to make sure it makes sense for the company you're working for, right? Because guess what? If that person doesn't end up working out, it could actually cost the company more money in the long run.
Yeah.
So I had to do more of a vetting process. That was about 6 hours a day, guys. And when I mean a day, I'm not talking about weekends. Weekends I was off. I'm talking Monday through Friday. Typically, do more hours because you could do your own schedule. More on the Thursdays and Fridays when people got paid.
That makes a lot of sense, man. So you're saying for anyone that's looking to start into digital remote closing as a beginner, what factors? Okay, let's keep it simple. What three pillars would you recommend in them looking into a business that they're trying to close for? Is it like the niche? Is it the cost of the offer? Should they go with low ticket, high ticket? What are some like green flags? What are some red flags? But let's start with those three pillars.
Yeah, that's great, man. The first thing, if you're looking for a high ticket offer to begin selling for, is, and super important because you can't fake the funk. You have to believe in it. If you don't believe in the offer or the company that you're working for, guess what? That's going to translate over the camera, onto Zoom, onto the individual, as we call in the industry, the prospect that you're talking to. So the first and most important thing is you got to believe in it, right? So belief in the program or service that you're working for online. And we call it, guys, the e-learning space, which is, right, the selling of knowledge. You can learn to do anything out there. So that's the most important one, man.
Okay. Yeah. And then what would be the other two?
The second one, right, when we're talking about high ticket, it's going to be anything over $5,000. You guys don't want to work for, and there's a lot of stuff I've seen camouflaged out there where people will message me and they're like, hey, Gianni, I'm already working high ticket. I'm doing this over here. It might be insurance sales. It might even be some type of multi-level marketing. Realistically, you're making like 50, maybe 100 bucks. That's not high ticket, guys. So you obviously want to make as much money as possible in the shortest amount of time. Why? You want to do whatever the heck you want after that, right? So you want to look for a high ticket offer, anything above 5,000. Reason being, industry average is about 10% commission of that. So guess what? You have a $5,000 offer. That's $500 you just made. And let's keep it real, guys. I used to be a paper boy. I used to work at Home Depot cutting wood. That's good money. I remember back in the day, I wouldn't even make that, you know, working in high school, busting my butt for 40 hours. So you got to make sure it's something high ticket. We're actually going to be compensated for your time.
So that makes a lot of sense, Gianni, because when people do the numbers, it's a simple breakdown, right? So let's break down if you want to do $5,000, right? $5,000 at $500 a unit, that's 10 clients, right? You spread 10 clients over 30 days. That's roughly one deal every 3 days that you have to accomplish. Now, let me ask you, with every single offer that you've done, have you seen it where a remote closer ever has to go and like actually outsource their leads, or do they get the leads from the actual company?
Yeah, so in the e-learning space, and great question, Paul, the leads come in actually from the company that you're working for. Now, this is super important. Companies spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on advertising and marketing. Mm. Why? To find their specific niche client, who they want to work with. Now, those companies are looking for remote closers that are typically trained, because guess what? It's actually going to cost a company money to train you. And let's keep it real here, guys. You're going to be what we call burning leads. So the leads coming in, you're going to be a little bit nervous and all that stuff. So those companies are already getting warm leads coming to you. All you have to do is set your schedule to when you want those leads booked. You hop on Zoom and you close the deal, right? But you don't got to worry about, for the most part, cold calling or reaching out to your clients, which unfortunately, a lot of these like insurance companies, roofing, solar, all that stuff, you got to go out there, right? And be knocking some doors, right? Shaking some trees. Here, you sit back, the company's handling that for you. And guess what? It's almost like you're part owner. You're getting 10% off that deal.
That's amazing, man. So good company, essentially, is going to be a high ticket offer, or that offers a high ticket offer at 5K, provides you leads. And then what would you say is like the final pillar, man? Like what would be like a thumbs up to join like an organization that you know, is actually going to provide you a pretty good, like, offer to go ahead for you to make the most money.
And the biggest thing that I would say in making the most money that you guys want to look for a company to work as a remote consultant, is going to be the fact that, one, they want to elevate you. Mm. Like Paul's podcast, level up, right? You always want to think one rank, in this case, above you. Mm. So guess what? If you start as a remote consultant, that's awesome. But do they have trajectory upwards? Can they train you as a sales manager, possibly as an operations, chief operations officer or something like that? Because guess what? Now you're growing with the company and your paycheck is getting higher and higher. Granted, you are going to get more responsibility, but that's what you want to look for. You don't want to work for a company that churns and burns, right, remote consultants where you're just another number. So if you could find that and be a perfect match for that company, that's something that I would look for as a final pillar.
Oh, wow. That's a great answer, dude, because I know massive companies out there, not to name drop any of these companies, right, because I don't want to start anything up, but I see a lot of these companies, they, like you said, they churn and burn, dude. Like, you're just a number.
Exactly.
You're just a number. So probably go with, like, a smaller company that, like, lean and mean. They have very few consultants, but they're highly focused on a niche. Is that what you would say?
Exactly. And a startup, right, is something great because you're going to get more equity out of it. Mm-hmm. You're going to have more time and grade. And guess what? You could level up literally within the company. Typically, a company that's bigger and more, I guess you could say, been in the industry longer, they're already going to have their systems and people in place. Whereas, like you said, we're not going to, you know, say any names here, guys. But there are very massive companies, right, where you're just another number as a remote consultant. And ultimately, you want to level up and maybe even launch your own program, right?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, man. So who would you say is a great fit to come into, like, digital remote selling, dude? Like, what would be the ideal person? Like, for everybody's watching this, because right now we're close to about 2 million listeners a month now, which is amazing.
That's awesome, man. Congratulations.
Thank you, guys. Yeah. It's awesome. Keep leveling up, right? But no, like, seriously, dude, there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be listening to this. I know, especially from the East Coast, because a lot of traffic comes from New York. So for all our people listening right now, you know, to help them level up, what would be your recommendation, dude? Like, if, let's say, paint the picture. Like, if right now you're working a 9-to-5 and you have the following skills, this would be a great thing for you. Like, well, who would you say is the ideal avatar for this?
I would say somebody that is hungry and that is a go-getter. Now, everybody, if I told 100 people in the street, hey, do you want to make $15,000 working remotely from anywhere in the world? Everybody's going to say yes. But ultimately, it's not for everybody, right? Now, you could start this as a complete beginner, right? No problem with that. But I would say this is for an individual that's hungry, that's a go-getter, and most importantly, is willing to learn. Because literally, I've been doing this for years, and guess what? I still train every day for a couple hours. I'll hop on, I'll look at old recordings, and I continue training. When you get complacent and you think you're the best at something, that's when you slip up. Look at Blockbuster with Netflix and vice versa. And there's a bunch of companies out there. You always have to continue learning. Have your ego aside and just be a go-getter. And if you have those traits, even as a complete beginner, you guys could be a remote consultant. And guess what? If you're in your hometown, you've grown up there, you could leave there, travel around. All you need is your laptop and your internet.
I love that. I love that, dude. So, all right. So I know you started with us at ATM together, and then you now transitioned into actually helping other folks that want to break into the remote closing realm, right?
Correct.
So exactly, like, what makes you guys different, dude? Is it because, you know, you guys have some special sauce, some special strategy? I mean, what would you tell the folks right now, dude? Because a lot of people are listening to this and they're curious, dude. They're probably going to look you up. You know, they're probably going to be like, well, if he did it, what makes him different? And I always tell everybody, dude, everybody bleeds, man. Everybody is here. It's just your mindset is what you need to fix. You know, Gianni initially didn't believe And then he was just like, all right, I'm all in, dude. And he jumped in and he was just like, whoa, like this is crazy. So what would you say?
Yeah, man. So for all the listeners out there, Paul literally helped me get to where I'm at today. I didn't have the mindset. I was stuck in that 9-to-5 rut. Some days I just felt like laying down and not getting up, alarms blaring. And guess what? Yeah, with the proper mindset, I was able to go all in like Paul said. Now, the biggest thing for all the listeners out there is we've actually been in the trenches. This is not theory. I've worked with Paul's companies that's produced millions of dollars a month, right? So I actually was able to bring the gentleman that trained me and built out the entire sales team, literally eating cheeseburgers with Paul back in a day in California. I'm sure you remember some of those days, man. I've heard some war stories. Now, this is a guy that trained me. Now, keep in mind, guys, this took me years to craft. I've been actually been able, with the co-founder, Hugh, to get people up and running in as little as 1 to 2 months. Now, we're in the trenches. You're not watching some videos. You're actually going to do practical application with us right on a Zoom call. Because guess what? You want to train how you fight, right? If your fighting is going to be over Zoom in the sense of your training, guess what? We're going to do it over Zoom because you'd rather bleed more in training and you're going to bleed less in war, as the saying goes, guys. So we're going to be right there with you. This is an exclusive one-on-one mentorship. We are not looking for 100 people to just sign up and get going. Negative. At most, we want a diehard 10 people because guess what? It's in our interest to make sure you guys perform because we actually have a network of companies. Network of companies out there looking for remote closers. So if we can get you trained up, and if you have the drive and you want to make a change in your life and you want to make a change in your mindset, we could help you with that. Because guess what? Not every single day I want to get up and do this, but it's mindset. It's all about mindset. So if you want to do something like this, work remote, make more money in less amount of time than you're doing now, just come with the proper mindset. Doesn't matter if you're a beginner and have no sales experience whatsoever. I'm not a sales guy. I'm not. I literally came from Marine to law enforcement to helping out Paul at ATM together, and I learned everything from there, which is why the word consultant is in it, because I'm consulting, I'm helping people. And having empathy is also a very big part of it. Some people I gotta let down, be like, hey, maybe this isn't for you. There's nothing wrong with that. But that's the biggest thing, man, is that we're actually gonna be right there with you, one-on-one mentorship, and then actually help you get a placement.
And I think that's huge, man, because a lot of the programs out there, they don't do one-on-one unless you're paying literally like 50 G's.
Oh, yeah.
$100,000. So, I mean, I see the value in it. I see the value of actually talking to somebody who didn't come from sales or who wasn't a techie that actually is thriving in this field because it's hard, dude. I mean, it's stressful. We were talking about this earlier, and it's insane, guys. Like, not everybody is capable of doing this. And like, you know, this is why I always see like entrepreneurs that when they hit it pretty big and, you know, they have mass companies, mass employees, and they ask you, would you be an entrepreneur all over again? They're like, no. Right? But at the end of the day, dude, like, you know, I think a consultant is the way to go. I mean, I think I would have went that way as well if I had to do it all over again. But I'm deep in the trenches, so I gotta stay a CEO. But no, dude, I mean, if you guys are not really looking to run an entire business, if you guys are looking not for like the liability of it and for the like the headaches, and if you're not super creative, but you are motivated, you do wanna make some revenue and you wanna help a lot of people, dude, sales consulting is the way to go, especially in 2024 and beyond, man. I mean, who doesn't want to work from home? You know, it's awesome. You can work literally everywhere. And I know you were going back and forth, Columbia, Miami, New York, all that stuff, right?
Yeah, guys, literally zip code changing money. I had a gentleman, you guys might know him, that basically sold me on Florida. We got, right, guys? No state income tax. And yeah, moved down to Miami. This is something that everybody in my department, at least, and I know most departments in Northeast, they want to get to Florida when they're in their 50, like 55, 60 years old. Guys, there's nothing better than being somewhere and doing something when you're younger, right? I literally saw a meme that said that an individual that's 50 years old that reaches their goal, the only thing they would give is to do it younger. So if you're able to achieve your goals a lot quicker, this is a no-brainer.
Yeah, absolutely, guys. And Gianni, where can they go ahead and find you, man? Instagram. I know you do weekly lives. You're about to jump on a weekly live in 10 minutes.
I actually am, guys. Actually, this is no joke. We're like ready to go, guys. We just hopped on. We're doing it, right? Imperfect Action. So you guys could actually find me on Facebook, Gianni Santino, GianniSantino. And also on Instagram, my handle, it's verified on Instagram, guys. It's the THE Gianni, GIANNI, Santino, SANTINO. I got kind of a floral shirt on, guys. It's like yellow and it's verified. I didn't pick it out, but it works, right?
I love it. I love it. And guys, there you go. From Gianni Santino, he was able to go from being a street cop to a digital nomad, and now he's helping other 9-to-5ers, absolutely everybody, get into the digital nomad closer world, guys. So take him up on his offer. It's a phenomenal offer, guys. I love it. With that being said, guys, there's another great interview here at the Level Up Podcast. My name is Paul Alex. This is Gianni Santino. We will catch you guys on the next time. Make sure to drop a 5-star review on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Guys, we're about to cross over 2 million listeners a month in the next few days, which is remarkable. Thanks for that, guys. And remember, we have your 6. Take care.
Remember, I always have your 6. Make sure to share this episode with your family, friends, and anyone you care about. The world's already hard enough, and we need to take care of each other. Make sure to share this episode on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and share it with the world. Do me a big favor and tag me, Paul Alex. Also, keep the 5-star reviews on iTunes coming. This episode's going to help change the way the world thinks and will help everyone level up in their life. And lastly, if you want to continue to level up, learn more about business and life, then make sure to get a copy of my book, From Blue to Digital Gold, The New American Dream, on Amazon or at officialpaulalex.com.